intros real quick, and I'm going to start them. My name is Shepherd Elkins. I'm from Gillisville, Tennessee. And in the fall, I'll be a freshman at Nashville State Community College. My favorite salty snack is jalapeno poppers.
My name is Johnny Mack Bird. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee. I'll be going into my sophomore year at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. And my favorite salty snack is soft pretzel bites.
My name is Davis Hale. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'll be attending or going into my second year at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. And then my favorite salty snack is Chex Mix.
My name is Charlie Lindley. I'm from Chapel Hill, Tennessee. In the fall, I will be starting my career in firefighting. And my favorite salty snack is peanut butter filled pretzel bites.
My name is Jeremiah Morgan. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I will be starting my freshman year at Lipscomb University. And my favorite salty snack is a soft pretzel.
My name is Jonathan Sanders. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And in the fall, I'll be a freshman at Motlow State in Smyrna. And my favorite salty snack is Cheez-Its.
Oh, I'll stand.
Hi, my name is Julia Dennis. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee. In the fall, I'll be continuing at Auburn, and I'll be a sophomore. And my favorite salty snack is popcorn.
Hi, my name is Patience Schlabach. I'm from Trenton, Kentucky. I work with my dad and our family furniture building business. And my favorite salty thing is the ocean.
I'm Wesley Heineke. I'm from Columbia, Tennessee. And in the fall, I'll be starting my senior year at University of Memphis. And my favorite salty snack is French fries.
My name is Abby Bosworth. I'm from Pembroke Pines, Florida. In the fall, I'll be starting my sophomore year at Broward College in Florida. And my favorite salty snack is nachos.
My name is Megan Yeager. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. This fall, I'll be going into my senior year at Union University. And my favorite salty snack is salt and vinegar chips.
My name is Tamara Clyde. I'm from Arizona. And in the fall, I'll be a teacher's aide for the pre-K at Emmanuel Mission. And my favorite salty food would be spicy ramen.
Hi, I'm Ruth Ryan from Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I'll be attending Middle Tennessee State University in the fall. And my favorite salty food is well-seasoned fried chicken.
My name is Molly Brown. I'm from Montego, Tennessee. In the fall, I will be a junior at Emmaus Bible College. And my favorite salty snack is also pretzels.
I'm Ellie McConville. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I'll be a sophomore at Lee University this fall. And my favorite salty snack is peanut butter.
Merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend.
Guys, my name is Shepherd Elkins. A couple of us will be sharing our testimony this morning, the first one being myself. Again, I'm from Gillettsville, Tennessee. Some of you guys might know me because I've visited this church a handful of times. I'm a part of the Elkins family. And my testimony begins at birth or before birth. We could talk about my parents. But my parents are David and Stefania Elkins. When I was about 2 years old, after hearing the word and being taught the gospel, they say that I made somewhat of a profession of faith. And I have no remembrance of this. And if anything, I simply used that as like a get-out-of-jail-free card. I did not understand the extent of what sin means or the extent of Christ's sacrifice for us. But as I grew up, going to Horton Haven, when I was about 8 years old, I attended my second week of camp. I'd gone at 7 and then again at 8. And sitting there in chapel one night, the Holy Spirit strongly convicted me. I realized that my sin will keep me separated from God for eternity and that I needed Christ as my Savior. So I accepted Him that very same day. And it has been a journey since then. From then on, I still did not understand that my life should be lived for Christ. I wanted to be an architect. That was like my dream. I still love that dream. But I did not understand that I should serve the Lord. When I was 14, I started my first year of SIT at Horton Haven. And it was there where my world changed in a lot of ways. I realized that what I should do with my life is serve the Lord. Going into my freshman year at high school, I went to a school called Hillsboro High School, which is in Green Hills. And being there and seeing the depravity of all my classmates just made me want all the more to share the gospel and use my life to serve the Lord.
And what became a struggle was focusing on the Lord in that environment. So I asked my parents if I could come home and homeschool once again. That's what I had done before. And they said yes. So the very next year, a family friend of mine started discipling me while I homeschooled, and went through that year really focusing on the Lord and trying to focus on my relationship with Him and what I want to do to serve Him. And continuing to come back to camp has really helped that, and it gives me an awesome opportunity to start sharing the gospel even now before I became an adult. And now I'm returning again to keep serving at the camp, sharing the gospel with kids, and trying to better my relationship with the Lord with the hopes and prayers that I will pursue ministry with the rest of my life. That's about it.
Oh,
Hi, my name is Charlie Lindley. Like I said, I'm from Chapel Hill, Tennessee. And in the fall, I'm going to be starting my career in firefighting. I'm just going to start the day I was born, so May 17th, 2004. I was born into a Christian family. My parents are Doug and Paul Lindley, and I have my little sister over there, Andy Jo. I was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. And ever since I was born, I've been always been going to church every Sunday and always heard what it means to be a Christian, what the Lord did for me. And I kind of just, you know, being raised in a Christian home, you don't really think about it. You kind of just say, hey, you know, I'm born into a Christian family. I think I'm going to heaven too. As I was growing up, I was about 4 or 5 years old. My dad sat me down and shared the gospel with me, and they tell me that I put my faith and trust in the Lord that night, made a confession of faith, and I vaguely remember that. And it was, I think it was the year 2012, when the economy crashed and my dad lost his job and everything. We started looking for a new place to live, and my dad was reading Uplift magazine and saw an ad for Horton Haven Christian Camp. So he called Mr. Matt, and it's to my understanding that they were talking about it, and we came out and visited for 1 week. I think it was June 1 of 2012, and it was my first time being to a new camp. I had always gone to Mountaintop Youth Camp, and it was really exciting because I was getting to see all these new people and see the new land and just experience a different, a different view of life. And we moved out to Horton Haven in, I think it was October of 2012. And so me being just a little 7-year-old boy running around camp, I was just really enjoying life. And then 2013, it was my first summer being a junior camper. And I remember going to chapel and, you know, I was with all my friends and I wasn't really thinking about Christ. But then I remember being bored in chapel one time, so I just sat back and listened, and that's when I really started hearing the gospel, and it really started convicting me, really started getting me to think. And I remember laying in bed at night just thinking about it, because I couldn't think about anything else. It was just scaring me. And you know, you're laying there with all the boys in the cabin, you hear the fan going, and it's kind of overwhelming. And so the next day, I went to my cabin leader, I think it was Daniel Errico, and I asked him to explain to me what it meant to be a Christian and explain to me what I needed to do to ask the Lord as my Savior, because I didn't really know for sure if I was saved, even though I had been told and that I asked the Lord as my Savior. And I think that's something that a lot of kids do. They doubt their salvation early in life and even throughout life. Which is something you should never do. And so I remember sitting on the porch of the cabin, I think it was cabin 7, mosquitoes flying around, sweating, and Daniel Errico shared the gospel with me, and I truly believe that was when I asked the Lord as my Savior. And I remember just feeling this relief, this joy, and I wanted to tell all my friends, but everyone had already gone to sleep, and he was like, shh, be quiet, you can't wake everyone up. So I waited till the next morning, and I was super excited, just telling everybody about it. And from that point, I've tried to live my life doing what the Lord would have me to do, and it's a struggle. As I was coming up, graduation was coming really fast, and I was trying to decide what I was going to do. And I was thinking, you know, I need to do something that where I can serve my community, where I can serve the Lord, where I have a chance to share the gospel with people. And the fire chief at Farmington Fire Department came to me and was like, hey, have you ever thought about being a firefighter? I was like, yeah, when I was a kid, it was my dream. And so I'm starting at Farmington Fire Department, and I'm hoping that I can use this in a way to serve the Lord and seek His will in sharing the gospel with others and share what the Lord has done for me. So thank you.
Sweet to trust in Jesus, just so.